أنا مش شايف.
Which takes you up to 30, not least. So we have a ton of Rebshaya brings down a Tane, a Braisel that lists 13 obviously Zikim. A Tane Didon, and our Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah didn't bring down all these 13, so why not? My Tane will be Tony Hani. Why did he not list these 13? Why did the Mishnah only bring 4? Showing Boy Mabehela, why did you not bring the other 9 as well? The Bishop and Shmuel holds that show means what? Well, let's start a bit differently. Shmuel holds that Mabe means. Yeah, the Mabe means Shen. And show means Regel. So we didn't talk about Adam Lechval, so it's very good. Mishnah Mishmael, Beniski Momen Kumari, Beniski Gufoy, Le Kumari. Come to Shmuel. Beniski Momen Kumari, Beniski Gufoy, Le Kumari. The Mishnah was focusing on Niski Momen. He's not, and not focusing on Nizokin a person does. And the Braisa focused also on Nizokin a person does. So not that the mission is chulik bechlal on the Braisa. He agrees that there's other obviously zikim, but the mission's focus was on Momen Amazik. Yeah? But if you have did hold that Mavi was Odom, so the mission also focused on Odom Amazik. Listen, why did not bring it down? Why did not bring that? Why did the mission not bring down other obviously zikim? What about the Shomrim? What about Nezek Tzari from Shabbos Boshes? Why did you not bring all that down? Answers the Gemara. Tana Odom, Bechol Mini de Odom. Oh, the Mishnah just decided to sum up all the Mazikim of Odom in one word. Odom, finished, Odom. Odom includes, Mav includes all the obvious Mazikim of Odom. So the Braisa just spoke out a little bit more, but the Mishnah really did say it. The Mishnah said Odom. Mave means Odom of Odom Mazik, also Shomim, also Nitzari, Bishavis, Boshes. That's all included under the category of Odom. What was this question? Why did he say Mave? Says Mavi is one of the four in the Mishnah, Kuntu Rav. And Abishai is saying that the four of the Mishnah are included. So it says Mavi. So why does it say Mavi and then go and list again Nezek? And Nezek and Mavi are the same thing. Abishai and Ami, Otonu Le'odom, answers the Gemara, Trei Gavni Odom. Two types of Odom. The Bishai decided to list, or the Braisa decided to list Odom twice. Why? Tana Odom the Azik Odom. The Tana Odom the Azik Shoy. The Braisa wanted to say Mame to talk about Odom at Mazik Shoy. And Nezek Tsari, Bishabas Beshes, which is talking about Odom the Azik Odom. Right? Tona Odom, the Azik Odom, Betona Odom, the Azik Shur. So what we said last time in the Shir, we said, Odom, the Azik Odom, it's not just happened to be that he happened to hit somebody else. It's got a different name to it. Odom, the Azik Odom is a Choybel, and Odom, the Azik Shur is a Mask. It's got a different name to it. That's why it was a Hamina to categorize it separately. Okay, very good.
Being the Gemara, I have a small difficulty. I can't read with my glasses off. Does anyone want to take over? Or I can wait while I just clean my glasses. I also can't read with dirty glasses. So
besides the difference between
the Devil
and
Maser,
it's the dinner
Okay, we'll see that in a second. We'll see in a second, you're right. That's going to be the answer to the next question. But if we knew that already, then we wouldn't ask the next question. Because the Gemara now asks,
so the question
really was,
why were there two different
always, right? Right. So what's the answer?
We're
getting,
just giving the name, like,
oh,
it's like it's an extension to my answer. Besides the fact that one is called
for one
has it, they're a different
dinim.
Then.
Well, if the answer was because it's a different dinim, then the next line doesn't read. If you're right, that we delineate two types of always. One Odom, Dazik Odom, one Odom, Dazik Shoy. So why didn't you do that by Shoy? Shoy also you should have said two. Listen, Shoy, Dazik Shoy, but listen, Shoy, Dazik Odom. Why don't you also say that twice? There's a Shoy, Dazik Shoy, and a Shoy, Dazik Odom. Now, if the Gemara before and the answer was because it's two different halachas, then we wouldn't have a cash here before.
But why doesn't the Gemara use the terminology over the person's?
Okay. So, yeah, fair enough. I'm just saying, if the Gemara's question was, if the Gemara's previous answer was, that Odom, pay Odom, Azik, Odom pays five things, so Odom, Azik, Shoy pays one, then there's no half a minute for the next question. And then we answer, yeah, it's the same deal. But why you ask? So, if the answer was, and sorry, I'm not going to explain it, the answer was, there's two types of obvious. There's an app called Choybe, and there's an app called Mazik. And that's why we brought down Odom Dazik. Odom is one din, Odom Dazik Shoy is another. There's another app. Hey, they go, okay, so by Shoy also. The Shoy that's Mazik and Odom is a Choybe, and the Shoy that's Mazik and Odom is called a Mazik. It makes sense, yeah, because it's the damage done to a animal and the damage done to a person are really not equatable b'chlap. The reason why we would call it a chovel because he's not a mazik. If somebody chops off the arm of a person, he's not really a mazik, as in causing him a loss of money, because the person has got no value anyway. He's not up for sale. Person's not up for sale. In order to pay, we're going to be machadish, so you work out how much he would get if he was sold, but he's not. It's not mazik, because mazik is in financial mazik, because it's got no shaykhus. He's a choyvel. He's damaged him. He's a choyvel. No other better word than translating his favor. He's wounded him. That's what he's done. That's why it makes sense. It should be two different obis. An av of choyvel and an av of mazik. It's two different things happening. So say the same by show. You've got the same thing. A show that's choyvel a person. It's not mazik him, really. He's just choyvel him. He's wounding him. How much to pay, we're going to work out based on how much, if he would be sold, how much he would get. He's not up for sale. It's not a shaykhus. So, why not say also by show? The answer to the Gemara is, since he's got the same dinim, we don't say it. I might wish that Odom Dazik Shoy Nezek Udim Shalik. Odom that's Mazik Shoy is one din. It's Nezek that he pays. Odom Dazik Odom is a different din. Mishalim Abad Vori. El Shoy, Mali Shoy Dazik Shoy, Mali Shoy Dazik Odom. Itty bitty Nezek Hu the Mishalim. My Shoy, there's no difference. You're right, it's a different type of name to it. One's a Mazik and one's a Choyvel. But since ultimately there's no difference in Halacha, so the same act where Shoy going a person and Shoy going an animal has the same liability, that gets put together under the same category as show. That comes under the category of show. Okay. Right. I'm just thinking aloud now, just filling my lap this question. It's really more than 13 over Sezikim. Because for Kuntashmuel, what's the Mishnah? Mishnah is Regal.
Shem, and Karen is not mentioned as one of the four. So according to Shmuel, it's really Karen. Why is it not mentioned in the Mishnah? Because you start off with Tam, but the Braiser when it lists it could have said also an extra one of Karen. Yeah? Just think of that now. I don't know why I didn't think of it earlier. Yeah, you'll see. Karen's missing in the list of 13 for some reason. I guess for the same reason that the Mishnah didn't include him, just said, ah, well, so the Braiser also only wants to say things that are more than mitchalosim. Just say, same answer of the Gemara. You have to say also to answer the Braiser, all of them. But here, Rashaya, all of them the same thing. I'm not going to include in the list of Ovid, I'm going to include something which is just Talmud. It has to be more than mitchalosim. So interesting at all. Should we see some Rashi? Or should we finish off? Let's finish off another little bit. It's a bear, you're not on mute. Could you mute yourself? Sure. Thanks. Okay. Something more. Let's just finish up two more lines. Hashem Echino Mashayel Neisesocha Vaseicha. The Adam Dazik Shoyu Uktoni. So what's the catch of the Gemara? You just told me that Mave means Adam Dazik Shoyu. So why does it say other examples of Adam Dazik Shoyu? You already have it. You already got Mave. Mav is Adam Dazik Shoyu. You don't need to give me every single example of Adam Dazik Shoyu. So why are you bringing me the new ones? Why in the Mishnah didn't bring them all down? Why? Because we got Mav. So why did the price bring them all down? Answer the Gemara, Tony is naked to be dying, and Tony is naked to be made. Huh? No, the Mishnah didn't bring them down. So why did the Braiser bring them down? It's already written Mavet, the Braiser wrote Mavet. Mavet meant Adam Nazik Shoyu. So why did it bring down all the other cases of it? Well, there has to be some novelty in these new examples. Answers the Gemara, Tony Ezeka the Yadayim, Uktoni Ezeka the Mimena. The Braiser delineates not just Ezeka the Yadayim, that's Mavet, but also Ezeka the Mimena, which is Shemichinam. But those are called Ezekiel the Mermaiden. I didn't guard it. I didn't protect it. I should have looked after it. I didn't do that. That's Ezekiel the Mermaiden. It's Hezek that happens by me not looking after it. Ezekiel the Mermaiden is Maveh, which is Adam the Azik Mermaiden. Adam the Azik Mermaiden, that's Maveh. No Joshua. Let's see some Rashi's now. Always. Always to see where it is. About 20 lines down. Always Kori Lahanoch to Siva Bakrol. Always referring to those that are written in the Pasuk. Shemachinam Kai Bibshir. Shemachinam Chai Bibshir. Shoyal Chai Vafilu Boimsim. And Seicha Venesi Socho Chayobim Bigneva Vavavila. Does anyone that people don't understand the word translation, please stop me. We've been through it already, but I'm happy to stop again if there's some words are not translated. Not understood. The Chosh came Shemesocho and Seicha are Chayev for. And certainly Chayef of Shir. The Kuru Ksivi. And all of this is written in the Pasuk. Kedatoni Bepeg HaShoyel, like it says in Bam Metzieh.
Those of you who want to do that for Yomi, you have a chance of learning it in about 80 odd days' time. Parsha Shina Nema B'Shemechina. Now, the first parsha in the Torah talks about the Shemir. The first one is referring to Shemechina. Shniha, the second one, is talking about Shemesacha. Shlishi, the third one, talking about Shoyel. Okay, obviously, and since it's written in the Torah, they're called obvious. But we have a problem. It'd be obvious for what's the Tolus. They come on by my new Tolus. Soon we're going to ask what are Tolus. That we've had earlier. Yeah? What was the answer to the Gemara? What's the Tolus?
Right.
There aren't any. So why is it called obvious? Huh? No, but that's not enough. You're right. It's only obvious if it's written in the Torah. But obvious, the word obvious means that there's a tolus. So there aren't any tolus. So why is it called obvious? What you said? Meta? They're all like obvious.
Huh?
Ah, payment. They're all like obvious, so you have to pay me meta. Nezek? What's Nezek? Somebody wounds his friend. Noisin loy, he has to pay him. Mashu shova achshav pochus b'mitzchino. The mountain's worth now less than he was worth earlier. It means in English, we subtract the mountain's worth now from the amount he was worth earlier, and we pay. He has to pay the difference. Tsar, what is tsar? Oimdin kama odom. You have an estimate how much a person who's slated to have his arm chopped off by sword, how much would he be willing to pay in order to have it done under anesthesia, which is not that painful. It is still painful, but not that painful. If we shave as a boshes, kulu yalif mikoi, they're all learned out from the pasuk, we pay a chayvel, the kumin tersivi, obviously, no, since they're all written, therefore, we consider obvious. Kalam after Bishaye, all the examples of Bishaye, who atzmoi mazik. He did it. All the cases of Bishaye, it's called the Gufoi, Nizke Gufoi. He himself was Mazik. Why? The Anotan Shoyrim, Heim Atzmon Heziku. They themselves damaged it. What did they do that damage? Since they didn't protect it like they should have done, therefore, they are, it's called Odom Mazik. Okay, Nizke Mazik Gufoi. Our mission is not referring to cases where the person is at fault. He's only talking about cases where his mom damaged, not that he damaged. Why did he damage? Because he didn't look after it. So he was the one who was at fault. The reason why he's had to pay is because the show damaged. Not because he's at fault, but because the show damaged. If you remember, we spoke out in Shir, that is a big chakira by Mom and Amazik, why you chayv? Is a person chayv because he didn't look after it? He's at fault? Or is he chayv because it's his mom that damaged? It's a chakira. These Rashi's, all if you're here, on Yudam and Grace, also seem to clearly show that if a shor is negiach, the reason why I'm chayv is because my shor is negiach. Just like I'm chayv, what I do, I'm chayv for my money as well. The reason why I'm chayv is I didn't look after it. My animal damaging, the reason why I'm chayv because it damaged. Not because I didn't look after it. The reason, the trigger for the chiyuv is because I didn't look after it. So it's called Nizki Gufoi. Nizki Gufoi, that the Mishnah didn't want to talk about. And he's going to know, that the Mishnah spoke about. Yeah?
Almost. We're saying here that the Shomer, that they are Mazik, or they didn't watch out. Doesn't that reveal that that's what is Mashi? I would think what the Mashi was that that's the anchor of the responsibility because of Shmir. Besides showing, because when the cow might count
right over a fence. So you see clearly for rationale. And my cow, the cow that goes and damages, if I have a cow and I left the door open and the cow goes and eats, the reason why I'm chayv to pay for why yet, not because I didn't look after my cow, but because that my cow went and damaged.
This Rashi is simply saying that the reason why the shomer is responsible because of the slack of shmir.
Mm-hmm.
So can't you, isn't that the God to other types of zikin? So my cow goes out, I didn't shmir on my cow, just like the shomer didn't do shomer on this object.
If you were right, if you're right, the reason why a person fired because he didn't look after his cow, then that's also in his kegufo. Like how damages, it's also in his kegufo. Right? Because I didn't look after my cow. And the Mishnah wants to talk about Niske Memoino. The Gemara says the Mishnah talks about Niske Memoino. And the Brayta talks about Niske Gufo. If the reason why I'm chayv for what my cow's gore or ox gore is because I didn't look after my ox, so it's Niske Gufo. So why is the Mishnah? Why are we saying the Mishnah only wants to talk about Niske Memoino? And the Brayta talks about Niske Gufo. Also, the Mishnah is Niske Gufo. He didn't look after his cow. He didn't look after his ox. He didn't look after his sheep. That am I what do we see? Then the Mishnah, the reason why Yechayim is not because my show, nor that I didn't look after my show, but rather there's a special chiyuv of your money that damages, you have to pay for what your money does. Just like you have to pay for what you do, you have to pay for what your money does. And it's not because you didn't look after it. It's because it's your money. If you did look after it, your pots are looking at lawyers. If you didn't look after it, you're chayv not because of a shia of yourself, but rather because of what your animal did.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No? Oh, yeah. If the Mishnah is talking about Niske Memoinoi and the Brayta is talking about Niske Gufoi, I'll call the reason of the Mishnah cannot be to do with him. Must be to do with the Moin. Because if it's to do with him, then it's exactly like Shemachinom. It's just like Shemachinom, it's called Niske Gufoi, because he didn't look after it. So it would have been the Mishnah should be Niske Gufoi, because he didn't look after it. Yeah, the Bryson said it looked even tight. It's also my first of Yudam and Beis. I was just learning it with my kids. And Mamash is there also 100% clear that if a person doesn't do Shmira, that's called. Well, we'll have to get there one day and see again. Anyway, that's clear this morning. Dandam and Beis, son of Pastor Mamma. I don't know, needs to see clearly the reason why a person has to pay if his animal damages is because his animal damages. Right, exactly right. So you're borrowing a chiddush, really a chiddush. Just like a person is responsible for his own things, he's responsible for his money as well. His money is part of him. And the person is chayav only for himself, is chayav also for his money. Drush and Remez, there's more to talk about. We find that Tzaddik were more makbid about their mommy more than the goof. And then Yaakov went over to get the Pachim Tanim, which also, first of all, troubled. Why is he so Pachim Tanim? And the pshat is that if Hashem gave a person money, then it's for him to use to bring out his Avodas Hashem, and that's what Hashem gave a person that money for. So whatever it is, even if it's a few pachim tanim, that's what Hashem gave him for his avodas Hashem, and therefore he neglects it. He's neglecting some ability to perform avodas Hashem. So it's an extension of him. It's an extension of his ability of doing avodas Hashem. I don't know if he's Jewish, but whatever it is, it's a gemara here. My first time. For Mohen Hamazik, it's not because he didn't look after it.
The reason why he's chayiv is because Malwein HaMazik, the person is responsible also for what he, his money does. He's responsible for what he does and responsible for what his money does. Why is he as there's also the question is if I'm chayiv, what my money does, why am I potter if I guarded it properly? Answer is then you're doing this. It's true. You're chayiv for yourself and you're chayiv what your money does. If you did what you could, so then you're chayiv. If you did shmira, the Torah let you off. You're in. If you didn't do shmira, the reason why you're chayiv is not because you didn't do shmira, the reason why you're chayiv is because your money damaged. So stress this a few times. We get the whole way through Bobby Kamen. And it's good that we should nail it down properly. So what was the raya for this? What's the raya that a person's chayiv for his money and not because he didn't look after it? The Gemara says the Brayser b'shayim or lada shomrim, because that's niske of kufoy. And the Mishnah didn't want to bring that down because the Mishnah is about Nizke Memoina, not Nizke Gufo. What's the difference between a Shem Chinam or a Shem Socha and somebody who owns an animal? If the reason why one's chayiv is because we didn't look after it, then they're both exactly the same. The reason why a person's chayiv is Shem Chinam is because he didn't look after the animal. And the reason why a person's chayiv is for Shem is because he didn't look after the animal. So they're both exactly the same. They're both Nizke Gufo. And yet the Gemara says, no, one's Nizkei Mevoinoi and one Nizkei Gufoi. The Mishnah didn't bring down Shemachin on that Nizkei Gufoi. They did bring down Shoi, Boi, Ma, Behem, because those are Nizkei Mevoinoi. The Chir is due to my Ma. So therefore you see this point. Tov, Vaita. Elalirav, back to Rashi, Elalirav. You'll see very quiet today. Elalirav, Dom, Ma, Vizodom. Come to Rav, also Mabe is Odom. We see where Rashi is. First of all, the line is Elan Rav. And the Rav, Mabe is Odom. Hoyol, or Maritan, the Masisin. Since the Mishnah already says, since the Mishnah is referring to Odom Amazik, listening, honey, so why does not why is the Mishnah bring down the other examples? Answers the Gemara, Rashi, Tono Odom. It says Odom, and it means all types of Odom. Then the Gemara the Kasha. Kuntri B'Shai also said Odom. So why did it say all the four types? It says Tana Odom the Hazik Shoy. Kaloima Niski Momoy. Odom the Hazik Shoy means an Odom that caused monetary loss. Doesn't mean necessarily you have Mazik is sure. It must be any financial loss that will smash the window for the same thing. Don Mabe, Dumyo, the boy. How do we know that the Mishnah is talking about Odom the Izik Momen? Don Mabe, Dumyo, the boy. Mabe in the Mishnah is similar to boy. O boy, loy, mari, beniske, Odom. And the classic case of boy. The classic case of boy. Is not referring to damages. The Torah patterned a person from Odom that falls and dies in a pit of ten. Get the Tanya to come on, like we learn later on, Shoy below Odom. Chamoy below Kedim. There's a drosha to say that the person opens up a boat and it falls in it, a Shoy. If an Odom falls in it, you're potter.
That falls in dies.
And dies, right? That's why I said the word dies, yeah. So Mamele, the Mabe of the Mishnah is similar to Boy, and that's referring to a case of an animal that died, an animal that fell in and died. So to Mabe is referring to a person that injured or damaged or killed a shoy. So therefore Mabe is from the Odnazik shoy. Where does it say in the Torah
the musr of an odom that was mazik ashur, the koyle ab, recording an ab, has to say it somewhere in the Torah. It does. Yosef makit nefesh beimo yishal meno. Somebody who damages the nefesh beimo, he has to pay.
Okay. That's the simple shot that says nefesh. I mean, I would read that. It's a person who kills him.
Right.
That would not matter if it just breaks an animal's leg.
Because there's no difference for an animal between if it's broken. Animals only value. That's all it is. So there's no difference if you kill an animal or break your leg.
Put it in their mouth, not pain.
Yeah, why did say nefesh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got on here. I can look it up. Just 1 second. Where is the pasuk? Okay, what's the place? Vayikra on diet. The person just before that, if a person kills a person, he's chayav mise, and then it carries on. So, if a person nefesh tachas nefesh. So, what's your other? Why does he say dafka nefesh? It should be even not. Meshachok was the kasha. Maki nefesh vemi shalmeno. Milas nefesh in a moving. The auto in a kisho ba'avonim in a chai b'shalim. If he makes him weak, he doesn't need to pay. So the Gemara in Hanachlok was the kasha. Okay, the question is asked. Meshachok. Okay, very good. Rather, Rebbe in school had taught us that as long as you find somebody to ask the question, obviously, of somebody reputable, then you're okay. Then you don't need to find an answer. You know, you haven't made the mistake.
It's a level of satisfaction.
No, just yet. Obviously, you agree with me, but you haven't made the mistake. What you're learning is right. There's a question, okay? The question's asked and so you can sit down and work it out, but as long as we're on the right track. So yeah, the word nefesh has been very difficult. Right there. When the first medium size line. So we said, why don't you bring down Odom Nazik Shoy and Odom Nazik? Why do we talk about Odom Nazik Shoy and Odom Nazik Odom? And we don't do that by Shoy. Answer is, Bishlema Odom Nazik Shoy has two chiyuvim. Hashem came, by Shoy, there's no two chiyuvim. Since by Odom Nazik Shoy and Odom Nazik Odom, since they're not similar, the Chiyuvim, Kivin Teloy Domi Chiyuvinu LaDodi, since they're not similar, Tomalohu Betati. Therefore, he says both of them. I know Odom Nazik Odom, how much you pay? And he's volume, Choyvo Bechavayek, and I come and parish. We're going to ask soon that the Dalet Shoyimim are Odom Nazik Shoy, and you're telling me that that's included in Mabe already. Okutoni, Rishaya, obviously my season, Hezek to be a Daim, therefore the Mishnah, obviously the Mishnah, Hezek to be a Daim, Dalet Shoyimim is Hezek the Mabeirin. So why here also? What does it mean by the Mishnah the Hezek to be a dime? Always the Masnisin, Hezek to be a dime. Here again, we have the same Torah that we said before. Obviously, all the Mishnah, all the obviously the Mishnah called Hezek be a dime. Why is it Hezek be a dime? You didn't look after your show. Answer is no. A show that damages is a Hezek be a dime. It's not the fact that I'm crying because I didn't look after it. I'm chai because of what my animal did, and that's be a diet.
Because you didn't look after it. It's hezek to memory. That's the... Yes, right.
And that changed the mark of the killing of the eye, where one would have thought that the eye is an injection of his eye, or inferred an eye.
Right, you're saying right. Be a die means, not counted to them. Be a die means it was actively done, done by the animal. And the reason the sibis achiyev, the trigger for achiyev is the yadayim, is the fact that he did it.
Physical action.
If you look in the law book, why are you liable? The reason why you're liable is you'll have the reason and then you'll have the conditions for that liability to take place. The reason why you're liable, we don't have vessel liable because it's animal damage. That's the reason. And that was done by yadayim. Now there's conditions, it's a small print. When are you liable? You're only liable if the person didn't look after it. Because if he looked after it, then it's a small print would be. If he did everything to try and stop it, he would be let off. Right? And he'd be pardoned from this liability. Right? If Yaakov is our legal expert here, then be the small print, whatever it would be, to when it would be not liable. Okay. Exemptions. Exemptions, there you are. See, I told you that the right, okay. Which one? Yeah, which one would you like? Tana Adam, the Adik Shoy, right? Says Rashi, Tana Adam. So the Mishnah said, the Gemara said, that the Mishnah spoke about Adam, the Adik Shoy, and the Brisa spoke about Adam, the Adik Adam. Right? So Rashi is bothered. What do you mean by Adam Dazik Shoy? Or Dafka Shoy? Says Rashi, Kiloima Nizke Momer. All it means is Adam, the damaged Momer. Shoy is an example of Momer. Now, how do we know that the Mishnah is talking about Adam Dazik Shoy? Says Rashi, Mame, Dumir Deboy Tony. Mame, the word Mame, the one of the obvious, the one of Adam. It's equated, it's next to, is positioned immediately after boy. Dumya the boy tony, it's similar to boy. Or boy, lo mari beneath your odom. Boy, the classicates of boy, which is the boy of ten tefachim, is not referring to where an odom fell in and died. So I want to punch you again. So you exempted such a person from paying for the damage, for the death of the other. In the time of the Kamon, like it says later on in the Brace, Shore the Loyada, Kamon the Lokirim, talks about the Pesukim of a boy. The Pesuk says, yeah, the person opens the boy, Yitrish boy, Yitrish boy, Mahalan Pah, says, Shore Oy Kamoy, and we down Shom, why didn't tell you examples? To tell you, Shore the Loyada. So Mele, that's the end of that. That's why we might know that the Mishnah Mavi is talking about the Adam said is it Momo.
Is there any important?
Yeah, it's a good hour. It's a good question. That Rashi is a bit misleading. It says, boy, lo mairi benizke odom. That's not really true, because boy is benizke odom. Boy is chayiv, if a person gets damaged, you do need to pay. Just a boy of yud. A boy of yud that kills a person, you're not chayiv to pay if a person dies in a boy of yud. So the pasuk says, special pasuk, show you that's not.
Yes.
And there's a yes. So that should be Akron's question. So why did it say, for boy is chayiv benizke odom, it really means misses odom. Don't mean the misses a show, right? So, very good. Oh, Rashi.
Yeah, you
have to show. Mishnah show by my baby.
Huh?
Yeah, sure.
So, why can show relate to a show the more than this?
Good, sure. Plus,
yes.
Show can be.
Well, what you're saying?
Here we go, my Odom. Odom does show. We're focusing on Odom. Odom, the person is a mother called Odom. Odom. Is he a mazik in the Mishnah? Is he, did he damage a person or did he damage a show?
Right, so we want to say the Mishnah is talking about Adam who's mazik.
Yeah.
Adam who's mazik show.
Right.
Money. We're saying the proof is
because of the ball. It makes the ball.
But what? Well, just because it makes the ball. I want that age that's not forgotten. It also makes that age.
What are you saying? It makes the age and age is not an odd. You're gonna have to pay if it's a show, if it's more, if it's an issue, should we know? The same thing. Also, you're right. Avada is a type of ish that kills a person, but the Mishnah's talking about things that damaged mom, didn't talk about the things that killed a person.
Are you proving it with me in court?
Okay, so far.
You have Shaw that can be Mazdaya. We have Mark that can be that can be Mazdaya.
Yeah, I tell you the same answer. That this boy will be Megadda. The Mishnah was, all the Mishnah were talking about damaging Mama. Since my boy is like that, Samira also, Shaw and also Hember, all of them. Do me the boy. Just like my boy, it's clearly not talking about where damaged the person. Kill the person. So to all of them, we're focusing on mana, not focusing on death of a person. Yeah? Just the end of my rash, we didn't do this time around. I mean, we did it before, but not. You asked me to read it again. Rashi ended up saying, Adam the Azik Shoy, Hechiksiv. Adam the Azik Shoy, where is it written? In the Torah, the Kori Le'av, that you're going to consider it an Av. So Rashi brings a positive to say, Vamaki Nefesh Be'im, which shall then a person that injures a, kills a behavior. Right, okay. Thesis, pleasure, Yosef. Shosha also obvious as you can taste this. V'dinei emirut beis, and there's only 12 different halachas. The seicha k'shem masocha have or k'shem chinam. The seicha has the same din, either shem masocha or shem chinam. That's the same din, and therefore a seicha has either din of shem masocha or shem chinam.
According to Shmuel,
the mission of all things, right, that's that one. What? You're doing Chazor on your question. Yeah, it's good Chazor. Yes, he asked that Shen and Regel also have the same halacha. So if so, why is it said there's only 12 of them that are the same? It should be really 11 of them. And there's four that's got three the same halacha. That's your question. Yeah, that's your question. Questions on Tosfos is that why does it say Dinam Yud Beis, the Chor should be Dinam Yud Aleph? Because Shen and Regel, according to Shmuel, are counted as two, and they have the same. And they have the same din. So what do we answer? If you say that Tzoris only applies by Regel, then they don't have the same din. Regel has Tzoris and Shen doesn't. What did you reply? Place said that also Shen has Tzoris.
Could we answer that?
And this is Tzoris.
Could we answer at this point that we're talking about Rav?
How's it going to hold?
This Rav doesn't hold it. I guess it's still the good.
All Rav counts all them as one. Okay. Yeah. Why? When do we see that this is going to Rav more than Shmuel?
Only because that's what we're talking about at this point. Because it's
this is going around the beginning of the Gemara. Flusha also obviously.
I guess. It's
yeah. I don't know. It's all a very good one.
If we didn't have the same deed, why would we not say there's still
13
hours.
Yeah, it did say that 13 hours. It did say that 13 hours.
He's saying no,
it's
not
13. No, he didn't say that. He said, Dinei Amir Beis. It's 13, but it's Dinei Amir
Beis.
What's the Mechadish? So it's a Mechadish, although they have the same deal, we still count it as a separate hour. Right? And we're going to see later on why do we count it as a separate hour, even though normally we. Do not, because these are always coupled together. We had them with Matam and Dal Manasseh, the next crisis, all coupled together.
And someone said, oh, they're all coupled together, although Klipka and Shem Tzom have the same thing. So you might thought we just put them under one category of a mazik, that you have a liability because you didn't look after something. But no, since they're all coupled together, put together. So your question was, Shem and Regi have the same thing.
His question?
Yeah. Why did they say the name is base? You should say the name is Aleph. Right? So the answer. That's what you asked last time. Perhaps the answer is like this. That Tosafot knew they don't bother about it. Like Yossi's saying, if Tosafot with the name is base, you've meant to be a problem, which is bothering it. Why is it brought down and separate up? So it is called separate up, but it has the same liability. His only problem is by Seich and Shem Sofer. Seich and Shem Sofer, really, it's the same reason why you're getting the liability, because you didn't look after it. Right? Some of you took out the Shem Sofer, didn't look after it. Some of you did Seich, didn't look after it. Same reason, same Siba Sachiu, person didn't look after the item, therefore he has to pay. And if it has the same liability, there's no real reason why it should be brought down as a separate R. It's the same Pu'ula that happened. He didn't look after it. And the same liability, so it should be the same R. But nevertheless, we can. The second one, like we're going to learn Tosafot later on, because they're always coupled together. Mitan and Madan and Nasser are all coupled together. And Tosafot said, who are in the Shomim are all coupled together, because always all over Shas, we put them as a group together. But Shen and Regel are completely two different sibas achiyulim. There's one sibas. Remember, he said, not that they look after, it's what the animal did. One, the animal walked on something, and one, the animal ate. There's two different acts that happened. Two different acts. One act the animal ate, and one act the animal did, and walked on something. So in the main sense, it's two different acts. So he's got a question. A valley should be as a separate act. Well, there should be different separate R. So we have Shen and we have Regel. There's no problem with that. The only problem we've got is why you mentioned Shemus Socha and Socha twice, where it's the same Sibir Socha, you have the same reason to be high. And why should it be? So he's going to say afterwards why in the end of the day it is. That's why I think this was never bothered by Shen and Regel. It was only bothered by Shemus Socha, Shemus Chinam. Once again, just a half a line till that. It might be true, everything I'm saying, it's still not accurate to say dinem yud base. It's really dinem yud aleph. The din of Shem of Shem and Regel are the same din. But Efshah thinks the Siba Achir is a completely different one, so that's also included in a different din. The din of this is because your animal did this, you have to pay. And the din of this is because the animal did something else, you have to pay. But by Shem Sofer and Socha, when it's the same Siba Sachir and the same liability, then it's the same din. The mom is the same din. Therefore, it should be counted as four. Yeah.
Is it possible that these models, because one is learned after the other?
No, that's really lost. Awesome. No. Not like that. No, this has got the same alochis. So, I think it's good. It's got a lot of Shem Akinam and a lot of Shem Sofer.
So,
what do you mean by learned out? There's a passage that says in Bobi Sochi who Bobi Sochi. The passage that talks about Sefer. We're just not sure if that passage is relating back to Shem Achinam or relating back to Shem Sochi. Okay, next thesis Shem Achinam Asher. Shem Achinam Poto Menakoyd Futs Menapshir. Shem Achinam Poto Menakoyd Futs Menapshir. Shoyl, chayel bakur, puts me mis machas velocha. Shoyl is liable for everything, apart from if it dies when you hire it, and for what you hired it for. Nisa socha, his chayel be mixas, v'gneva avide. For poto avoids him, so he's like a quasi, has a lochis of birth, I've been to birth a lochis. Lekach, anok et lehu, b'zeh asidel. That's why the Tana put it in this group together. We know you can see the Shenechta by Parashah. And not like the order of the Torah. The Torah, the right order is coupled together, all the most simple ones, and then the one that was more complicated. Chegan Yodom, the two types of Odom, Odom the Izik, Show an other lizig odom. Since it says two types of odom, this dynamic gimel always for show. Why don't we say three types of show? Is care, shen, regal, speak them all out. Why by odom do you feel the need to explain it? By show, you just kept them all together. Going in Rav. Rav, the whole of show means shen, care, shen, regal. He didn't feel the need to speak out. The Bryce didn't speak out. Care and Shen Regan. Why not? The Bryce kept the same as the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Shor means all three. So we wrote also Shor in the Bryce, meaning all three. Anyway, we didn't keep the Lashon of the Mishnah because Mave was Mave in the Mishnah. And here we're starting to eliminate him. Nezek tzar, Yibud Shev is Boishes. So then, that was Gemara's kash. But since anyway, Mame is not like the Lashon, the Mishnah is saying there's something called Odom, and there's two types of Odom, so then, well, then show you can't. By show, if you start saying Ker, Shen, Regel, you'd be going away from the Lashon of the Mishnah. And the automation will show, and if you start listing them, you'll drop the word show. And Shingima Odom, we can keep the word Mabe on the Mishnah, and we'll say Mabe is referring to Odom's Mabe. We can add to the Mishnah and say there's also other ones, there's Odom, the Azik, Odom. Yeah? So again, the Tetzis would say that why did it not bring down Karen Shannon again?
Because of all putting to
Rav. Why do you not bring down Keren Shen Regel? Answer is because if we start bringing down Keren Shen Regel, we'll have to go off, diverge from the expression used in the Mishnah of Shor. Shor in the Mishnah was a global term for three. If we start listing it, you'll drop the word Shor. We can't. I think Mabe is a word for Odom. So we'll keep that. Mabe is Odom. Odom does it. Momin. And we'll bring more Odom. There's another Odom. Odom Dazik. Odom. That's Nezek Tzarish. We haven't gone off on the Lashon of the Mishnah. Therefore, we can do it.
So we could say that when you use Shor as a complete term for all those of that term, why then is the Mishnah using these terms as a complete term? Why then is not using Mabe as a complete
term? The Mishnah did. The Mishnah did. But the Braiser wants to speak out, wants to delineate. But the price will only delineate as much as we can keep the word of the mission. So we'll say Mabe. Mabe means Odom, but we'll say only Odom Dazik Mori. And we'll then explain to you other Mabe, which is Odom Dazik Odom, right? I say, okay, to take the word of Shor and open it up, you're going to have to drop the word Shor. That's how the Maram explains this. Very good. Okay, so that's where we got to today. I want to share with you a lot about how you learned last week. So it's a bit not very up yet, it's really more concise a little bit. It's a lot I learned and bumped into it while I was learning Hilchos Kriya Shema. Perfect Kriya Shema, a lot of it's like this, normally when there's a Levaya, one doesn't do the Levaya at the time of Kriya Shema. Because if one does it at the time, it'll be in a battle of Kriya Shema. So one delays the Levaya or brings the Levaya earlier in order not to do it at the time of Kriya Shema. The Gemara Baruch says that when Rabbi Yosef was Nifta, they did the Levaya at the time of Kriya Shema, and they were about to Kriya Shema. The Gemara asked the question, you see, you do. To which the Gemara answers, Odom Choshuv Shana. Odom Choshuv, Talmud Chacham, like Rabbi Yosef, that's different. That is different, and when Mavatel's man of Kriya Shema, even the man of Kriya Shema and Vatel in order to do the Levaya for this Odom Choshev. So, this halach is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't bring it down. Shulchan Aruch does not bring down this halach on Odom Choshev. And the question is, why not? And the Selsa speaks that out, and the Kriya Chaim speaks out a little bit more. That in order to be Vatel Kriya Shema, you need to be on the Madriga of Rav Yosef. Somebody as great as Rav Yosef then when Mavatel Kriya Shema is the Levaya. But we don't have that anymore. We don't have people on that Dargah to say, okay, so now you can be Mavatel Kriya Shema. That means it's saying in Beis Selta and Shulchan Aruch, it's saying that in Beis Selta and Shulchan Aruch is saying Since the time of Rav Yosef, or since the time of the Shulchan Aruch was written, does not exist a person of the Darga of Rav Yosef. So it just got me thinking. We live in Tovshin Pei Dalet. Probably the greatest person that we've had the shaykhs to is a Pachniewski, probably, where he was a Boki on Kol Chavya Torah. There's nothing he didn't know. There's nothing. He learned everything, and he had a tremendous memory of everything. There was nothing that we were learning here. We were learning Psachim. Remember, we had this shayla where there's a bracha of le or al. When you make a bracha, do you say al bidin aben or la dignay shachamik? Some say al, some say la. And there's one little survey here, then it's safe for that 10 different shittas we showed him. There's nothing that Rabbi Kanievsky didn't know. But he, kind of, the Rabbi Shulchanov didn't bring this down. He wasn't as great. He's not Adam Choshev. He wouldn't be somebody that we could be Mevatel Kriya Shema for. Which led me think a little bit more. I mean, the Vilna Goyim, who's the greatest of the great, kind of, it also wasn't Bedarga, this Adam Choshev of the Gemara, which made me suddenly realize that we have no way of understanding, of shutting off, of measuring the greatness of the Amorim. There's absolutely no way we could measure such a greatness. You see, even the people that we somehow have a shaykhus to, even then we feel they're so way above us. And we take people we've heard about, have shaykhus to, who are way, way above us, and they don't come under that category of being Mevatel Kriya Shema. So the Amorim, and Rav Yosef, who actually forgot a lot of his learning, and I had to remind him, but he was somebody who is so, so great that we possibly got no way of even coming to terms with their greatness. And that's Amorim. If you go back to the Tanoim, it's been even much greater, because Amorim can't be filled with the terms, it must be so much greater. I mean, when we're learning the words of the Gemara, we have Yosef, we have Abai, we have Rava, we're learning people who are so impossible for us at all to even try and assess their greatness and their understanding in the Gemara. And yet our way is to try and understand it. But it's a sudden feeling of humility one has to have when learning this Gemara, learning to see that there are people in the world who are so ginormous, and we've got no understanding of realizing it. And then, obviously, take it back further, you get to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was like, forget it. Don't even try to try and use the right allocation to describe who Moshe Rabbeinu was. It was impossible to. I'll put it that way. It's impossible to measure. And then I saw a lot of Mishapok was said last week, Moshe Rabbeinu threw down the locus. Why did he throw down the locus? What's the... Don't say it was too hard, too heavy for him to hold. Could you find that Hashem thanked him for doing it? I mean, there was a sudden decision he made in throwing down the locus and breaking them. He could get them to the side, dealt with all the people that did what they did in the eight, and then the locus. The locus are Maisa Hashem, the Maisa Hashem. It's not some toy here. We're talking about something which is Kibiyachal made by Hashem himself. So what was going on? So he said, Hashem said that the Klal Yisrael, when they went out to Mitzrayim, they related as if Moshe Rabbeinu was the Manda Omar. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that took him out to Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was left to Azel. There's no chance. We can't continue anymore. Yosh, bring the ego. We need Moshe Rabbeinu. Without Moshe Rabbeinu, we've got no one. Remember, we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest of the great. We've got no one. Without Moshe Rabbeinu, who are we? And Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, it's nonsense. I'm no one, I'm nothing. It's Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. I'm merely a conduit. I'm nothing. You thought it's because of me. You thought you went down to Mitzrayim because of me. And therefore you jump and do the ego because I'm not around. Because you thought I was Nifta. So what if I was Nifta? It's nothing to do with me. I'm a Golnish in the connection between you and Ribbono Shel Olam. There's Ribbono Shel Olam and you. That's what there is. I'm just merely a conduit in between. I'm nothing. You can imagine why Klal Yisrael made that mistake. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, as I said, it's impossible for us to measure. that Moshe Rabbeinu says, forget it. There's no such thing as a Rebbe connecting you and the Rebbe. There's nothing. It's you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what we have. We have the Ribbono Shel Olam and us. And there's no mocking Bechlal to make an ego. Because you only make an ego because you thought you needed me. You don't need me. You got me and the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'll prove you that. Says Moshe Rabbeinu. If it's not you and the Ribbono Shel Olam, you can have the luchos made by Hashem. It's worth nothing. The lucha, it's also worth nothing. Dusha, the lucha is only because of your connection with Ribbono Shel Olam. If you break that connection, the lucha is a garnish. And he threw that on the floor to show them, without the connection of Klal Yisrael to Hashem, without any intermediary, Klal Yisrael and Hashem, that's the chibur. Then you have something, the Kedusha of the lucha, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael is because of the connection of Klal Yisrael and Hashem. That's what it is. He threw the lucha down to show them that lucha is without the connection of Klal Yisrael Hashem is worth nothing. And that was their lesson. That's what they took. That's what they understood after that. You need to have, you can have all the doyim, the glimmer there, obviously, to help us. But ultimately, the connection is us and Hashem. That's what the connection is, us and Hashem. So, yes.
So, why would there be a need for them to do a dafka at the time of Yashima? And also, why is it that people can't recite Yom Kippur?